This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, P. Chidambaram reveals Congress manifesto sparks envy in BJP camp. The senior Congress leader, P. Chidambaram, has issued a challenge to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the BJP. He has asked them to identify any part of the Congress manifesto that implies appeasement. In defense against the BJP's allegations, Chidambaram strongly refutes claims that the manifesto promotes any form of appeasement or redistribution of wealth, including the provision of reservations to Muslims from SC, ST, and OBC quotas. Moving to the next topic. Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, a veteran in West Bengal politics, is encountering a challenging battle for the Baharampur seat, a region he has represented since 1999. The primary concerns of unemployment and migration are turning the tides against him. Further complicating the scenario is the entry of ex-India cricketer Yusuf Pathan, introduced by the Trinamool Congress, as a contender for this seat. This development adds a new dimension to the electoral fight in Baharampur. Moving to our next topic. Let's explore the story of P. Chandra Shekhar, the Telugu Desam Party candidate for the Guntur Lok Sabha seat. With declared assets worth ₹5,785 crore, he stands as the richest contestant in the current election cycle. Digging into the details, Chandra Shekhar's personal fortune amounts to ₹2,448.72 crore. His wife, Sriratna Koneru, contributes with assets worth ₹2,343.78 crore. Together, with their children's nearly ₹1,000 crore, this family's wealth is truly staggering. Stay tuned for more insights. Moving to the next topic. Mayawati, the chief of the Bahujan Samaj Party, pledges to form a new state from the western districts of Uttar Pradesh if elected. Additionally, she promises to establish a bench of the Allahabad High Court in Meerut, addressing a long-standing demand of the region. Stay tuned for more updates. Moving to the last topic. Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, AIADMK General Secretary and Leader of Opposition, has openly criticized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's controversial remarks about minorities. These comments were made during a campaign in Rajasthan. Palaniswamy emphasized that Modi's comments were inappropriate for someone in his position and were harmful to communal harmony.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.